Visit to the Blessed Sacrament from the writings of St. Peter Julian Aimard, the Eucharist, meek and humble of heart, continued. Oh, what a condemnation of our life! We talk nonsense, often speaking of what we do not know, solving doubtful matters by declaring them certain, asserting and imposing our own opinion. How often we say things we ought not to say and reveal what the most elementary humility should hush. And so our Lord treats us like loquacious or impertinent persons. He lets us do all the talking, but to our own confusion. His thought is not one with ours, and his grace is not in our words to make them effective. The silence of Jesus was patient. He listened to everything others had to say to him without ever interrupting them, although he knew beforehand what they were going to say. He answered them himself. He reproved and corrected people with kindness like the best of masters would a young pupil, without humiliating anyone or hurting anyone's feelings. He listened to things unpleasant to hear and irrelevant to the topic of conversation. He always managed to find an opportunity to instruct and do good. With us, things are altogether different. We cannot withhold an answer on matters we are well acquainted with. We are bored to have to listen to what delays or crosses us. We show it in our face and manner. That is not the spirit of our Lord, not even of a well-bred man, of a good and honest pagan. There are a host of circumstances in life when patience, meekness, and a humble silence become the virtue of the moment and must be, in God's sight, the only fruit of a time we think lost. His grace tells us so. Let us hearken to his voice and obey him simply and faithfully. Spiritual Communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come, and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Visit to the Blessed Virgin Mary from the Imitation of Mary. The Efficacy of Prayer. While Mary was at the wedding feast of Cana with Jesus and his disciples, the wine ran out. Mary was moved by the shame that the bride and groom felt, and full of confidence in her son's power, she told him of their need. God has always linked his graces to prayer. He is always ready to give those graces, but he invites us to ask for them, and he wants us to ask with confidence. The lack of confidence is usually the sign of a weak faith. That explains why so many prayers are fruitless and unanswered. When we want to offer God the homage of prayer, we need not wait for some favorable moment. Our God is always ready to hear us. He is constantly telling us, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find. We are the servants of a God who is so kind that he can turn no one away and so rich that he gives to all. Why then are we so slow to ask graces for ourselves and, as Mary did, for others too? Mary's prayer was brief. God, unlike men, does not require labored prayers of us. We need neither subtlety nor eloquence in dealing with him. The prayer that pleases God and makes him inclined to answer us is one marked by simplicity, in which we ask only what we think will be to his glory and our good, or at least what we know is not contrary to either. The sentiments of the heart, much more than fine words, win his favors. The heartfelt sighs of Samuel's mother won for her not only the son for which she asked, but also, in that son, a prophet and a judge in Israel. Hannah was praying in her heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Virgin most faithful,
thank you.